Welcome to the Finding True Health podcast, episode number 29. Today, I'm going to be going over three simple ways to create a consistent exercise habit. These strategies have all been game changers for me personally in being consistent with my exercise. They're backed by science, and I'm really excited to share them with you. Just a reminder that this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be a substitute for getting personalized care wherever needed. All right, let's get going. Hey there, friends. My name's Jenna Waite. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, mother of five, and someone who's passionate about helping others find true health in the midst of diet culture and body objectification. Join me as we take our focus off of weight and body size and put it on to becoming the healthiest possible versions of ourselves so that we can have energy to live our best lives. I am so excited you're here. Now let's dive in. Hello, everybody. I hope you're doing fantastically. I'm doing really well, and I'm excited for today's podcast episode. We've got some great information that we're going to be covering. We all know that regular exercise is good for our health, but if you struggle with being consistent with exercise, then trust me, you are not alone. I hear this come up a lot, and it's estimated that only about 25 to 50% of Americans get regular activity. So you're in good company if you are one of the 50 to 75% that don't. I used to really struggle in this area too. I was really active as a teenager and a young adult. I was on the tennis team in high school. I ran marathons in college. I played racquetball and went to the gym and did all sorts of activities. But then I got married and I graduated from college and I got pregnant and I started my dietetic internship all within about 6 months of each other. So I was really tired from being pregnant and from the demands of my internship. I didn't have as much time as I was used to having. I felt really crummy and nauseous, and I basically just stopped exercising altogether. My son was born right after I finished my internship, and so then I was kind of navigating being a new mom and trying to get by on the sleep. And for you moms out there, you know how challenging of a time that can be. Now, I am all about taking some time off from exercising if you are a new mom, especially for at least 4 to 6 weeks after having a new baby to let your body heal. But my sabbatical from exercise lasted much, much longer than that. In fact, for years and years, I just told myself I didn't have the time or the energy to work out. I would exercise here and there occasionally, for sure, but the consistency definitely wasn't there. I would often use my kids as an excuse for why I just couldn't fit in the recommended 1.5 to 2.5 hours of exercise each week. Well, here I am, many, many years later. That first baby that I had is now 15, and I have 4 other kids and 2 dogs and a business, and somehow I am now able to find the time and the energy to work out most days of the week. How is that possible? Well, it's because I decided to make it a priority again, and because I've worked on the 3 things that we're going to go over now. The first tip to getting consistent exercise is to check your mindset. First of all, why do you want to incorporate consistent exercise into your life? In our world of diet culture, exercise is usually viewed as a way of shrinking or, quote, toning our bodies. And when our main purpose for doing physical activity is to change our body somehow, it's so easy to get discouraged and to give up if or when we don't look a certain way, or we don't see the changes we were expecting, or they're not coming quick enough. Exercise is so closely tied with dieting and weight loss that it's really done us a huge disservice, both for large and for thin people. Many people in bigger bodies exercise with the intent and the hope of burning calories and burning fat. And if the weight doesn't come off, or it doesn't come off quickly, then they just completely give up on exercising. And then on the other hand, people who are in small bodies often think that they don't need to exercise because they don't need to lose weight. And so they are missing out on all of the wonderful benefits of exercise that have nothing to do with our appearance. Or a small person might also feel compelled to exercise excessively for the fear of gaining weight. And again, their focus is more on body size. But exercise is really a way to show love for your body. It helps boost your mood. It increases your energy and your focus. It can lower your blood pressure, strengthen your body, strengthen your brain. It can be a way to have fun and just to improve your overall health and well-being. So I encourage you to really think about why you want to exercise. And if the only reason is to change your body, I encourage you to look for other motivators, other reasons that you want to include physical activity into your life. Ones that are going to even feel a little more immediate and even more exciting than trying to shape your body in a certain way. Another mindset shift that you might need to take is you need to ask yourself if you have unrealistic expectations. Do you feel like you have to work out super hard every day or for an hour or two, or it doesn't, quote, count? I can tell you that this is one reason that I stopped working out all those years ago. To me, a workout meant at least an hour in the gym, usually 45 to 60 minutes doing cardio, and then another 20 to 30 minutes strength training. So no wonder I felt like I didn't have time or energy to keep that up with having kids. My workouts were exhausting. Are you using exercise as a means of punishment? Maybe because you dislike your body or because you ate something, quote, bad and feel like you have to exercise to burn that off. Exercise is not meant to be a form of punishment. It's not a way to, quote, earn a food reward or work off something you ate. In fact, I really encourage you to just completely separate the two. Separate what you eat in a day from how and how much you exercise. They really should not influence each other that much. Other than maybe like what you eat right before or right after a workout. But other than that, completely two separate things. Is the only reason you're working out to burn calories? If so, again, I encourage you to find other reasons that are way more exciting than burning calories for exercising. The truth is that the calories burned through exercise are really pretty minimal. But there are so many other benefits of regular physical activity that has nothing to do with the calories, amount of calories burned. So that's the first step. You really need to look at how you're looking at exercise. Look at why you're exercising. What are the reasons? Where is your headspace at? The second way to ensure you're going to be more consistent with your exercise is to make it as enjoyable as possible. Exercise does not have to be miserable. It can actually become a really fun and enjoyable part of your day and something you might even look forward to. There are lots of different ways you can make exercise feel more fun. You can listen to music that pumps you up while you're working out. You can listen to your favorite podcast or an audiobook. This is usually what I do during my workouts. If you work out at home and you have some exercise equipment like a treadmill or a stationary bike, you can turn on your favorite TV show while working out, or you can even read a book or scroll social media while you're on your exercise machine. Quick side note here, I have a couple of pieces of exercise equipment and I've gotten them all at yard sales and thrift stores and people selling them online. So you can find really cheap exercise equipment if you want to and if that's something that you enjoy. If you really like working out outside, then do more of that when possible. If you love a certain sport or type of activity, dancing or biking or whatever it might be, you can join a class or a club or a team or a program, something that has to do with that activity. If you're more of a social person, try to find ways to exercise with others. Go for a walk with your friends, set up walk dates. Again, find some clubs or programs to join. If you're more of an introvert like I am, then working out can really be a way to get some much needed alone time. Another way to make working out enjoyable is to mix it up. We humans tend to get bored with the same old, same thing in and out every day. So find a few different activities that you enjoy and alternate between them. This is also a good way to make sure that various muscles are being worked and you're not just working the same muscles over and over. If certain types of movement and exercises are really uncomfortable or hurt your body, then try and find something that feels better. Try maybe yoga or Pilates or water sports or some other activity that doesn't put so much pressure on your joints if that's an issue. Just try to find movement that feels as good as possible on your body. Remember that exercise is not a one-size-fits-all. People can be physically active in so many different ways. It doesn't have to be just hitting the gym every day if you don't like that. Some people like going to the gym. Others prefer playing sports or going hiking or doing videos and workouts at home. There are so many ways to be active, and no one way is better than another. I like what Evelyn and Elise say in their book, Intuitive Eating. They say, forget militant exercise. Just get active and feel the difference. Shift your focus to how it feels to move your body rather than the calorie-burning effect of exercise. If you focus on how you feel from working out, such as energized, it can make the difference between rolling out of bed for a brisk morning walk or hitting the snooze alarm. Finding ways that you enjoy moving as much as possible is super important to making sure that you'll stay consistent with exercise. And you might not love everything about the type of exercise or movement you're doing, but certainly you can find activities that you enjoy as much as possible. All right, and the third and final way to create a consistent exercise habit is to create a tiny habit or a base level habit. This is for those days when you just do not feel like doing your regular workout, but you want to keep that habit alive and well. You have a plan for those days. My tiny habit is 5 minutes. So on days where maybe I feel like I just don't have time, or I just am really struggling with energy or motivation, I just say 5 minutes, and that is all I need to do for my workout. Oftentimes what happens is after those 5 minutes, I'm feeling better and I actually want to continue, but other times I don't. And after 5 minutes, I'm done. Keeping a really tiny or baseline habit like this, number one, it helps us avoid all or nothing thinking. A small workout still, quote, counts. It's still beneficial to our health. It's still better than nothing. And it's helping us stay consistent and keep that habit alive. Also, like I mentioned, a lot of times once I get going, I want to keep going, because this is because of what's called momentum or inertia. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. So a lot of times the hardest part is to just start. And then once you've started, you kind of start feeling better and you realize that you really do want to keep going. So having just a tiny or base level habit can really help you take advantage of that inertia concept. But even if you decide not to keep going, I want you to celebrate even the small workouts. It's a big deal that you kept the exercise habit going, you got a workout in. Go back and listen to episode number 26 if you want to learn more about what celebrating does for creating habits and how to incorporate that more into your life. Creating a tiny habit or a base level habit also just helps you to be able to stay flexible without sacrificing a habit that you've worked hard to create. We all know that life just doesn't always go as planned. Sometimes we wake up late. Sometimes things come up, and we need to have an exercise plan that can be really flexible and that can work with these different parts of life and not plan on it just always going smoothly and perfectly. So those are my three quick tips to creating a consistent exercise habit. Once again, that's check your mindset. Why are you exercising? Find reasons other than weight loss or trying to shape your body somehow. Number two, make it as enjoyable as possible. And number three, create a tiny or base level habit that you can do if you're not able to get your full workout in. Quick note here too, studies have shown that about 20 to 30 minutes most days of the week is really optimal for health. They found that beyond that actually doesn't help our health that much more. And in fact, you start seeing negative and adverse effects of exercising beyond that. So keep that in mind when you're creating an exercise habit. It really doesn't need to be super long, drawn out, and strenuous. Also, please, please remember that physical activity is for people of all shapes and sizes. Nobody should feel ashamed or be made fun of for participating in exercises of any kind. If you ever see this happening, please, please call it out as weight stigma. Let's put an end to shaming people who are just trying to be physically active and happen to be in a bigger body. And if you are in a bigger body, you have every right to go do any type of activity that you want or that feels good for you. All right, thanks so much for joining me. Good luck on creating your consistent exercise habit. I know it can be hard and it takes time and effort, and it can be a challenge to create a habit of any sort, but particularly one like exercise that just requires a little more motivation and energy sometimes to get going. But once you get that habit going, it just becomes a natural part of your life. You really don't have to think much about it or work up the motivation every day to do it. It's just so wonderful, and it's such an important way to feel good and have energy throughout the day. And like I've mentioned, just provides so many health benefits. So I hope you can take advantage of those benefits, the benefits of exercise, and let me know if there's any way I can help you with creating your consistent exercise habit. All right, have a fantastic week. I will talk to you next Thursday. Bye-bye. Hey, real quick before you go, if you found this episode helpful in any way, would you do me a huge favor and take just a minute or two to leave me a rating and review? It really helps the show get found by more people, and it just lights me up to know that the show is helping someone out there and that I should continue putting out more episodes. Thank you so much.